From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting worldwide protests mark Donald Trump's first full day as president. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out in a march in Washington, where celebrities, entertainers, and political activists called for outspoken opposition to Trump's policies on immigration, the environment, and women's rights. Singer and actress Madonna told the crowd that overcoming Trump's policies will require sacrifice.
It is the beginning of much-needed change that will require sacrifice, people. Change that will require many of us to make different choices in our lives.
Latina actor America Ferrera told the crowd they should not give in, to fear and intimidation, or to the distrust that she said the Trump administration wants to cultivate.
But we are gathered here and across the country and around the world today to say, Mr. Trump, we refuse.
Other celebrities who appeared on stage to cheer on the demonstrators included songwriter and singer Alicia Keys, actor Scarlett Johansson, and R&B artist Maxwell. The Washington Metro Twitter account said that more than 597,000 people had ridden the trains as of 4 o'clock Eastern time. Similar protests were held in several U.S. cities, including New York, Boston, Denver, Chicago, St. Louis, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. International protests were held in London, Paris, Berlin, Sydney, Prague, and Rio de Janeiro. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump stopped by CIA headquarters on Saturday, telling employees that no one feels stronger about the intelligence community than he does. Speaking in Langley, Virginia, on his first full day in office, Trump told the intelligence workers they had his unqualified support.
You're going to get so much backing. Maybe you're going to say, please don't give us so much backing. Mr. President, please, we don't need that much backing. But you're going to have that, and I think everybody in this room knows it.
The meeting followed Trump's repeated and sharp public criticism of U.S. intelligence agencies, where he challenged and at times belittled their conclusions that Russia had attempted to influence the election to help him win the White House. Trump told the CIA employees he stopped there first because dishonest media people had fabricated his feud with intelligence agencies and underestimated the size of his inauguration crowd. A spokesman for former CIA Director John Brennan said that Brennan was deeply saddened and angered at what he called Trump's despicable display of self-aggrandizement in front of the CIA's Memorial Wall of Agency Heroes. Later at the White House, spokesman Sean Spicer sharply criticized reporters, accusing them of minimizing the crowd size for President Trump's inauguration. Spicer insisted that Trump's inauguration was the largest and most watched ever and accused the press corps of falsely reporting the size of the crowd.
Inaccurate numbers involving crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out.
Spicer then went on to say 420,000 people had used the Washington Metro system on Inauguration Day. That's compared with 317,000 for former President Obama's second inaugural 4 years ago. However, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority said 570,557 people took trips on Friday in total. That's compared with 1.1 million trips to Obama's 2009 inauguration. Gambia's defeated leader, Yahya Jammeh, flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of strong-arm rule and a political stalemate that brought the West African nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. The departure of Jammeh, who seized power in a 1994 coup, ends weeks of tension that began when he refused to leave office following his surprise loss to Adama Barrow in national elections on December 1st. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.